This is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Kane Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years with a psychic gift. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is May 13th, 2019. Wow! May is flying by so fast. I hope you all had a great Mother's Day yesterday. Graduation is also happening during the month of May, especially if you are involved in college or junior college, trade school. They host a lot of graduations during this time of year. Congratulations to all the graduates out there. Enjoy your upcoming celebrations, and summer is soon approaching. What are you all getting ready to do? I'm so happy you're all here listening. I desire for you all to be here. Now, if you're ready to receive a free reading tonight, please call me on the air at 657-383-0802 to get yours now. I will give you a short two-question reading, and you can call me on Keen after that for more details. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, please go to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Keen.com is a leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN and get a free reading with any advisor you choose. If you are a new customer, again, the number is 1-800-ASK-KEEN. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 048-19206. Now, Keen is gone mobile. You can also download the Keen app on your smartphone, and you can get a reading on the go. Furthermore, to receive exclusive offers via text, text the word KEEN to 40506. If you would like to get a free reading with me tonight on the show, I invite you to call 657-383-0802. Now, tonight we're going to be talking about this wonderful book that I've been reading, and I want you all to go get it. You can download it on Audible, and you can download it on Kindle. And you can read it or you can buy it on Amazon. It's called The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. And I'm going to be talking about the five love languages tonight. I'm going to give you a little intro about what it is and what it's supposed to do. And what it is it is Dr. Gary Chapman is a psychiatrist. And he had seen several patients over time, and what he decided to do, because people were coming in talking to him about their relationships and what they needed to do to make their relationships better, or how could they make it better. And what he decided to do was he looked at his notes, and he decided to write this wonderful book called The Five Love Languages. And what it is it talks about love and how to give a person love according to their love style, like how they like to receive love. So there's a quiz that he invites you to take, and I invite you to take that quiz. I have taken that quiz, and it's called fivelovelanguages.com. Again, that quiz is called fivelovelanguages.com. And what that quiz is you answer 30 questions or so. I think it might be 45, so it's 30 to 45 questions, and then you score your questions, and then it will tell you what your primary love language is. Now, there's five love languages, and what they are is their physical touch, their acts of service, words of affirmation, quality time, and gift giving. Those are the five love languages. And what this book is on, it's about your love tank. Emotionally, we all have a love tank. And what that love tank is it's our desire to be loved. And how we like to be loved is based on one of those love languages. Now, this just isn't about couples, okay? This is about if you're dating somebody or if you have a friend and you want, you know, you need them to love you or, you know, how to love yourself, okay? What makes you feel better, okay? So if you have this love tank that's empty, you can figure out which love language will help fulfill that tank, okay? Some people, you know, if their love tank is empty and they tell their mate or their friend, you know, my love tank's empty, I would really like it if you could go buy me a gift. Maybe that's their love language. They like receiving gifts. Now, I'm not talking about going and running to Tiffany's every time somebody wants a gift. You can go to the Dollar Tree and you can buy that person a box of Red Vines. And just the fact that somebody took the time to go buy that person a gift, and now that's pretty amazing, okay? And the reason that this book was written is because Dr. Chapman realized that couples were not staying together, and he wanted to figure out a language, a way that they could connect. So you know, so like let's say you're with somebody and their love language, because it's very rare that a couple will have the same love language, okay? But let's say there's a man and his primary love language is physical touch, and then his wife, her primary love language is act of service. So in other words, she likes for her husband to wash the dishes. Well, you know, a man, I know very few men who like to do housework. So that man will have to learn how to do housework and how to vacuum and how to take care of things. And Dr. Chapman talks about that and how he had to learn how to do certain things for his wife to help his marriage work out. And I'm going to be talking about the chapters within the book next week. I'll be talking about chapters 2, 3, and 4 next week. So I invite you to get the book, and I want you to read chapters 2, 3, and 4, okay? Chapter one, is more of an introduction. It's talking about what I'm saying to you now, okay? So read chapters 2, 3, and 4 next week, okay? And we will be discussing that book. It's called The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. And first, take the quiz, thefivelovelanguages.com, and you can figure out within yourself what your love language is, and that will help you within your friendships and your relationships. Okay? So I'm ready to take calls. I'm super excited. And I'm honored to serve you, okay? And I'm going to ask you your name, where you're calling me from, and we're going to do 2 short questions. So here I am. I'm ready to click, click, click. Here we go. Hi, my name's Patricia. Hi. You're live on the air. Your name?
Hello. My name is Sharon from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon. How can I help you?
Hello. My question is, first of all, thank you for taking my call. Happy Mother's Day for your mom.
thank you. And I invite you to, you call me regularly, Sharon, and I want you to get that book, The Five Love Languages, and we can, and I want you to read it, and we'll talk about it next week.
All right, yeah. You're accurate, girl, let me tell you. I am taking my series. I have to take a license at my job. It's a requirement. It just became a requirement. In the next 3 months, it's my series 6. Am I going to do well at accomplishing this and passing it? Do you see any problems with it?
You're really going to have to change some things. I see you do, you are going to pass it, though. So, in other words, you're going to have to make some time and really get to know the material.
To buckle down and study.
Yes.
You don't see any problems at all?
Well, I see you getting stressed out. That's why I'm saying to avoid that, you have to make some time.
Okay. But you do see me passing it.
I do see you passing it, yes.
Wonderful. I know I will. I just got to, I'm in a different, I have to do it. That's all there is to it. No excuses. I know. Well, that's good. But you do see it, there's a yes in passing. Okay.
Yes. So what's your next question?
Is me and my sister going to make amends? She's going through a really hard time right now, but she's not speaking to me. Her name is Ellen. Will we ever talk again?
Oh, she's being cold-hearted.
The victim. She's always a victim.
If you keep bugging her, you guys will talk. You're going to have to keep initiating. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Okay. So that's pretty much it, huh?
She's very self-centered.
I know. I know that.
She's never happy, never satisfied. There's changes that she has to make that she doesn't want to make. She's been told she has to make these changes and she doesn't want to do it.
Is that what it is? I just wondered.
And it feels like you have put up with a lot. She's full of drama.
I know. She's full of drama.
But in all that, we still love our families, right?
Thank you. I know. She's the youngest. But yeah, I know. It's just... All right. Anything else?
People tell me all the time, Sharon. They tell me all the time. Because my dad is a recovering alcoholic, right? And they tell me all the time, because he frustrates me no end, and they say, well, why do you even deal with him? Because he's my dad?
I know. Thank you. He's my family. I know.
You know, and I had a run-in with him yesterday, but, you know, and I just said, no, I'm not putting up with this. Have a good day. Goodbye. And, you know, and we had plans for this coming Wednesday. I canceled those, and what I've learned is you just take people in small doses. Small doses
really
meaning
good.
That you set up a luncheon with them, you meet them for 1 hour and leave.
You're right. And she's got two great kids. I don't know why she's like that. Come on, what were you gonna say?
Because otherwise what happens is it becomes a codependent relationship and they suck you in and you can't lose yourself.
I know. You're right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And go get that book and start reading it, because I'm going to be talking about it for the next few weeks.
Oh, I will, too. Yeah, I can get on Hula on my iPad. Thank you so much, okay?
Okay, it's called The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman.
Yep.
And take the quiz. It's on the website. You can just go click on the link.
I've loved you. Thank you so much, okay?
Okay, sweetie. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you, Sharon. It's time for our next caller. Here we go. Hi, it's Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you today? Happy Mother's Day late.
Oh, thank you. I wish I had become a mother, but I was blessed with a beautiful mother who I love forever and beautiful father, too.
Oh, well, you probably have fur babies, though, right?
No, but I've thought about that adoption, yes.
So what else do you want to know, sweetie? What's going on? What do you want to know?
Well,
and those weren't psychic questions, by the way.
I have an appointment to see my primary care medical doctor tomorrow. She's a very intelligent, beautiful Asian lady. And I actually spoke to a psychologist today, and I told her I'm having horrible work stress. And she said that she was going to email my doctor and kind of pave the road for me. And she really encouraged me to keep my appointment tomorrow. So is my primary care doctor going to approve me having a work stress leave, and for how long, if she does?
Okay, so I can only tell you what the cards say. I can't really get into that because it's legal, okay? So let me see.
Oh.
So will she be satisfied with her doctor visit tomorrow? That's how I can answer that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'll be satisfied.
Thank God. And my boss is being fired. He's leaving at the end of the month. And my new boss is a lady. Her name is Christina with a K. And I think she and I will be great. I'm hoping. But her assistant is a woman who is very abrupt, and she's been mean to me in the past. So I hope that I'm not miserable. I hope that that I'm okay when I switch over to this new team.
Okay, let me see.
Her name starts with a T, like Tracy.
Yeah, you'll be okay because they follow the rules. They're more about procedures and everything, so that'll make you feel comfortable.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still applying for work, and I just want to keep this job until I get a new one. But meanwhile, horrific stress, and so it sounds like the possibility is that I'll be approved for some time off. I hope at least 6 weeks or 8 weeks or more, but I'll know more tomorrow.
Well, I would love to answer that question. You'll have to call me on King.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you. And I think it's,
all right, sweetie.
It's by the grace of God that I happened to call this psychologist first, and because it was like God was telling me, do this first because then this will happen. And she said that she knows my doctor, and she's putting in some recommendations, and so I'll be taking some healthy classes like handling stress at work and a lot of other things. So, you know what, Pat, I do have to tell you, especially if you have brand new callers, that you are a gem. You really speak authentically. You speak the truth. I mean, it may be obvious what your callers want you to say, but it would not be nice to say something unless you really honestly felt it was true. And so you are a gem in a sea of rubies.
Thank you, sweetie. And you know what, Wendy? I invite you to get that book, The Five Love Languages, and read it.
Five Love Languages?
Yes, read chapters 2 through 4. And then next week we're going to go over those.
I'll look at Amazon, The Five Love.
Yes, or you can download it on Kindle or get it through Audible.
And what's it called again, The Five Love Languages?
Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman.
I'll look it up.
Okay, and take the quiz. There's a quiz. You go to the go to their website on Blog Talk Radio, like how you clicked on the show to call me, and there's a quiz you take. Just click on that link.
Oh, I enjoy quizzes, but I don't know which website to go to again. I'm so sorry. Where is that quiz?
It's called 5lovelanguages.com.
I'll do it. I promise you.
Okay.
You really are, you are an emerald in a sea of rubies. That's what you are.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Love you and God bless
you.
And
I'll talk to you soon. And I'll add you to my prayer list. You know, I pray for my clients every day.
Oh, please do. I believe in prayer. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Wendy. It was nice of you to call. It's time for our next caller. Here we go. Hi, it's Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks.
So where are you calling from?
Calling from New York, Long Island, New York.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Thank
you. So I want you to get that book because you called me before. It's called The Five Love Languages. And I want you to read the book. We're gonna read, go over chapters 2, 3, and 4 next week.
Okay.
Okay, and take the quiz. It's called 5lovelanguages.com, and there's a quiz, and you'll learn what your primary love language is.
Okay.
Okay? So what's your question?
Yeah. The first one, I wanted to please hear what you have to say about me and someone that I have feelings for. He seems like he just is over me, and, like, you know, I'm worried that we might never get back together, or that he's gone, like, he's just has me no more in his heart. So I'm just wondering what you pick up between he and I, or with him.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Frank.
Okay. Oh, he's stubborn. He's very good looking, but he's very stubborn. Oof. Let me see. So I'm going to shuffle my cards 3 times.
Yeah, Scorpio. We were involved over the winter.
Well, he's having trouble making a decision, okay? He's very conflicted. He's restless is what I feel. And honestly, this has nothing to do with you. This is him, okay? I mean, you're the perfect partner for him. I get the Empress, which means, you know, you're loving and caring. You're the perfect woman for him. As well with the Empress, I get the Queen of Cups, which means that you're loving and caring. You know, this guy needs a good sock in the noggin with a Nerf paddle because he doesn't realize that he has a good woman in you, is what the cards are saying. The cards are saying right now there's some disappointment because it feels like your relationship got off to a false start. So let me see. Does this restart again between them? Yes or no? It will restart again.
Oh, because he's, like, ignoring me now. We work together in a workplace. He's, like, looks like he's after other girls or something. Like, it hurts. But
yeah,
I don't,
just,
you know, bother him.
Just, so you have to call me so we can go into that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do get a yes. You guys will restart again, okay? I'm going to be logging on to Keen shortly after this radio show, and I can do a reading for you then. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah. Does it show when we'll start again?
Well, I can look at that when you call me.
Okay. Are you allowed? Okay.
All right, love?
Yes. Are you allowed
Thank
to
you.
Answer a second? Am I allowed
I
to
did.
Ask a second
I answered
question?
Two questions for you.
Okay.
You told me to look at him, and then you asked me if you guys would get back together. Those were your two questions when you called.
Okay.
That's what I heard you
say. Okay, I'll find you. All right, I'll find you and Keena
right,
after
love.
The show. Yeah, right.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Time for our next caller. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, it's Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. It's Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. How are you?
I'm okay. I didn't think I'd get on. How are you today?
I'm fine. So where are you calling me from? Las Vegas, right?
Yes, that is right. That's right. I'm glad
so,
you had a nice
So I
thing.
Want you to get the book, the Five Love Languages, and I want you to take the quiz, fivelovelanguages.com. Go find out what your primary love language is, and we're going to talk about this book.
Okay.
Okay? That's what I'm going to be doing
mm-hmm.
it for the next few weeks over the show. All right.
Oh,
so
good.
What do you want to know? Good. It gives us something
like
else to focus
call.
On.
Right. I don't like the last caller. Will I hear from Alan ever again, and will we reconnect?
Let me see. You will hear from him again. The cards are saying he's been thinking a lot about you. Let me see. Let me see. So do they reconnect? Will they reconnect? It says yes, you guys reconnect. It says too, like he's going to come back and act like nothing happened. Because I get the Fool card, the Magician card, and the Chariot. So he's going to be like somebody you didn't even know.
Oh, I believe that.
Right?
That will be
the cards are saying too.
So
cards are saying, too, like he really doesn't have anybody else, you know. He's had to do this all on his own.
Yeah, and whose fault is that?
Right. Well, thank you, Andrea.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, and go get that book, okay? Five Love Languages.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Okay, take care. God bless you.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's been a great evening. If I missed your call, I'm sorry. I will be logging on to King shortly to give readings there. I'm very generous with my minutes. So please call me on King, and I will send you 3 minutes if you pay for a reading. Thank you for letting me share. I want to hear from you. Call back next week. It was an awesome show. Of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I am generally on Keen every day at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not available, please email me. If I am on arrange a call, please arrange a call. Thank you for allowing me to be of service and have a great night.